Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.
We're coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Horowitz and Graceffo are back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. John Fass will have another update here in about 26 and a half minutes. We're all about huge opinions, yours and mine. And also during the college and NFL football seasons every fall, we do the CBS eyeball test. Top four teams in college football at this hour. I go Ohio State 1, Alabama 2, just based on how they look. Notre Dame 3, quality wins against Michigan and Stanford to start the season. And at 4, I will stay with Georgia. It's a Georgia-Clemson thing. And you go back and forth in what Clemson did today with the third stringer, now second string QB, Chase Bryce, and they found a way to beat a Syracuse program that has rebounded and can hang with anybody, any place, anywhere. Because you can look at Clemson, Georgia, and Alabama and make that argument in your top four, but who have they beaten? You have to respect Ohio State, no matter how much you dislike Urban Meyer, no matter how much you dislike the Buckeyes. They've won in Texas against TCU. And they won in not-so-happy Valley. There you go. If we're playing the playoff committee game, strength of schedule, quality wins, more importantly, on the road. And injuries coming to play. So you got the Kelly Bryant situation with Clemson. Trevor Lawrence is knocked out. That thing, you know, Dabo talked about it afterwards where, you know, his team found a way to win and that Clemson crowd is awesome. And what Ohio State has done with Dwayne Haskins, leading them to second half comeback wins, as I read at CBSSports.com over TCU and Penn State, both on the road. That's where champions are born, what you do on the road. Now, Georgia last year went on the road and won at Notre Dame, and it kind of set up their season. Alabama needs to have that monster game, and I know they're ramping up the schedule, and you have the SEC, which will, this debate will take care of itself. When you look at Alabama, Georgia, upstart Kentucky, you throw LSU into the mix. That debate with Auburn and everybody will take care of itself based on the scoreboard. But I need your CBS eyeball test, top four college football teams in order at this hour. Do you agree with me that Ohio State, based on what they've done on the field, is the best college football team in America right now? And then top four in the NFL, it's easy with the Rams, 1, Chiefs, 2. But trying to come up with 3 and 4, that's not easy when you combine the AFC and NFC. So join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. I also spent the last break wondering, with the U.S. down 10-6 in the Ryder Cup, and the actual first tee time will be in 5 hours, less than 5 hours, 6.05 a.m. Eastern time. Rory McIlroy versus Justin Thomas. Paul Casey. These are the singles matches against Brooks Koepka, Justin Rose, Webb Simpson, John Rahm, Tiger Woods, Tommy Fleetwood, who's been amazing at the Ryder Cup in France, against Tony Finau, Ian Poulter, Dustin Johnson, Thorbjørn Olsen, if I'm even close to his name, against Jordan Spieth, Sergio Garcia, who lives for the Ryder Cup, and Ricky Fowler, Francisco Molinari, who's had a fantastic year on the golf course, or golf courses, plural, against Phil Mickelson. I don't know, and I love Phil's career. A, why is he on this team? B, who's gonna buy the pay-per-view? With the way Tiger's come back right now, who's going to buy that pay-per-view on Thanksgiving with Phil? Tiger's going to beat him, what, all 18 holes? They almost need to put a third person in there. That, what is it, $10 million winner-take-all? Phil's playing horrible golf. Bubba Watson had a good Saturday against Stenson in the singles match, and Alex Noren and Bryson DeChambeau. U.S. down 10-6. They need 14 to retain. Europe needs 14.5 to take it back. The U.S. has not won on European soil since 1993. And as I said an hour ago, and when I went back and looked at the singles and the matchups, Thomas, Koepka, Webb Simpson, Tiger Woods, I think all five need to win in a row. All five need to win, or 4-1. So that would put it at 11-10, let's say, right? 11-10 after the first five matches, and now you have Fleetwood versus Tony Finau, and the way Fleetwood's been playing, I'll give it to him, so it's 12-10. Dustin Johnson against Poulter, I like DJ, it's 12-11. Jordan Spieth versus Olsen, I like Jordan, it's 12-12. Fowler versus Garcia. Sergio in a singles match at the Ryder Cup. I might lean towards Fowler, toss up. Molinari versus Mickelson, it's Molinari. So you see, they need to get to that 14.5. The U.S. almost has to go 4-1 to start. They have to. In those first five matches. If you flip it and the Europeans continue their domination and they go 4-1, you're sitting on 13-7 and they need 1.5 and they're going to roll out Tommy Fleetwood, which I think is their plan. But after that, you know, outside of Molinari, who they have down there towards the end, in case they need that point or the U.S. does make a Sunday charge. It's great drama. Can't wait to, well, I get off the air at 2, then Zach Gelb will be on. Then I'm going to get back up at 6 and watch that first match. Then I have to drive to the east side of Michigan with my son for soccer. And my son Ace also will come along, and my daughter. Then I'll have to keep up on the CBS Sports app, which, by the way, when I pulled up to the radio station, 107.3 WBBLFM in Grand Rapids, Michigan, our flagship station, my son was looking at the CBS Sports app on my phone at the college games in progress. He was looking at the NFL games tomorrow, and I started to hear CBS Sports Radio. And I looked on the app, and there it was. It said the Huge Show, which normally we're at 10 p.m. until 2 a.m. Eastern, but the fantasy football guys do a great show during the football season. They were on. And I showed my son. I said, look, it says the Huge Show right there on the CBS Sports app. It's pretty cool sitting there with your kid. So you can listen on the CBS Sports app if your radio station has a game on with all the college football, Major League Baseball. You can listen on Sirius XM Channel 206, your local CBS Sports affiliate, and at CBS SportsRadio.com. But the CBS Sports app, which is fantastic year-round, but especially on college football Saturdays, the NFL on Sunday, even keeping up to date on the Ryder Cup. And there it is. You can listen to CBS Sports Radio on the CBS Sports app. Just search CBS Sports wherever you download apps on your mobile device. If you want to join in, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. Saturday night, huge show on Facebook. Tom in North Carolina, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
So I just wanted to, first time caller, just wanted to weigh in on the college football top four here. So the way I have it is Alabama one, and then I would actually put Notre Dame ahead of Ohio State, then go Ohio State and Georgia. Reason I'd say that is, you know, Ohio State's got two quality wins. You know, we call them quality wins, one of them coming against Penn State tonight. But who is Penn State? They barely beat Appalachian State week one. You know, they rolled over a couple teams, and then they came and, you know, almost put one on Ohio State here. So, yeah, their TCU win was good for Ohio State, but now you're coming beating Penn State. I don't even necessarily think Penn State needed to be ranked after that first week. You know, a team like Penn State comes into the season ranked. They almost get a one loss to Appalachian State, and then they stay ranked. So it's a big matchup against Ohio State. Whereas a team like Kentucky comes into the season unranked, goes and wins several tough games, you know, potentially tough games, against Florida, South Carolina, and, you know, they have to fight to get ranked to become a big game. So I just think that the Ohio State two big wins are not as big as the Notre Dame two big wins. And then, you know, Alabama's Alabama, so we cannot continue to think every single year that a team's going to, oh, well, we're going to rank Ohio State above them, or we're going to rank, you know, Notre Dame above them. It's always Alabama, and they're always going to be there in the end.
Well said, my friend. Thank you for listening in Raleigh, North Carolina. Let's go to Brian in Buffalo, New York. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hi, Mr. Simonson. How you doing?
Great doing
show,
good.
By the way.
Thank you.
To you. Every weekend.
Appreciate it.
Well, your previous caller is very, very wrong, okay? Ohio State has had two of the toughest road games they played so far this year. All right, who has Alabama played? Nothing but cream puffs. All right, you're up in Michigan, you know, and you know the rivalry and everything. Mr. Simonson, you're very smart. You're a good man. What do you think? I mean, I got Ohio State number one. I got Alabama number two, Georgia number three. Well, the big cocktail party is coming up, and I think Florida is going to beat Georgia, and it's going to come down. LSU, you can't count them out, you know. I mean, Ohio and Notre Dame, you know. I just like your opinion. You had a great show, sir.
Thank you. Yeah, appreciate you listening in Buffalo. Go Josh Allen and the Bills. Notre Dame, and both of their big wins are at home against Michigan to start the season, and Michigan was 14 this week, and even though they were down 17-0 to Northwestern and Evanston, north of Chicago, they still came back and won. And then you throw in beating Stanford tonight on national TV. If you ask me right now, I would do Ohio State, Notre Dame, Alabama, Georgia, or Clemson. If we were the playoff committee, all of us listening right now, and we were weighing quality wins month into the season, Ohio State and Notre Dame would be at the top of the list. Let's go to Brady in Ohio. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Good morning, sir.
How you doing?
Great, great. I really like what you said about ranking Ohio State number one. I do think that the wins that they have were very quality wins, but now, one thing about LSU, I love what they're doing, and I got a funny feeling they're going to win the SEC. Tell me what you think about that.
Yeah, so the SEC will take care of itself, and thank you for listening in Ohio, Brady. What I'm doing is right now, based on what they've played, when the SEC gets into the meat of their schedule, the scoreboard will decide who's left standing. And the Big Ten East, Ohio State still has to go to Michigan State, but they're struggling and lost one of their best receivers, Cody White, to a hand injury. And they don't know when it will be back. They're saying he will be back this season in their win 31-20 over Central Michigan University today. Well, they give Michigan at home. Man, I don't know who else You know, who else will get him, right? Maybe Michigan State, that's their chance to lose on the road. So you can join in our huge question of the hour. Top four teams in college football. I'm going Ohio State 1. I've bumped up Notre Dame to 2. Alabama 3. And I'll stick with Georgia at 4. NFL, my top four teams are the Rams, in order, Chiefs, Eagles, and Bears.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, too? Get it all at geico.com. Horowitz and Graceffo are back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Huge questions of the night. With Ohio State winning road games now in Texas and at Penn State in Arlington, they beat TCU earlier this year. Another fourth quarter comeback led by Haskins and the Buckeye offense. I have them moved up to number one in my CBS eyeball test top four college football teams. Notre Dame has two impressive top 15 victories to start the season. So Ohio State 1, Notre Dame 2, Alabama 3, Georgia 4, Clemson knocking on the door. Your top four in college football, top four in the NFL. I went Rams, the obvious number one, Chiefs 2, Eagles 3, the Bears who are leading the NFC North 4. 1-855-212-4CBS, that's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Mike in Michigan. Thanks for the wait, and you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello. Got a quick question for you about the Lions. I know it's only one game, but do you think they've turned the corner, they're going in the right direction, or is it going to be a fluke again?
Well, Mike, I guess we'll find out Sunday when the Lions travel to Dallas to take on the Cowboys later today, Eastern time. Will it be a one-game aberration, what they did against the Patriots start to finish?
Yeah.
I mean, that, and Mike, and thanks for listening, buddy, in Michigan, because here's the question. And last Sunday, in the NFL, they're still pros, right? Any given Sunday. But what the Bills did to the Vikings, what the Lions did to the Patriots, a lot of you had to get cleaned out in your survivor pools. Just cleaned out. And again, they're all for entertainment purposes only. Man, you know, Matt Stafford's in the year 10. They have Galladay, one of the best young receivers in the game. Golden Tate, Marvin Jones, LeGarrette Blount, Kerryon Johnson out of Auburn. Has been a huge lift to their offense. They have Theo Riddick. Ragnow they got from Arkansas. Drafted Decker. TJ Lang, the former Packers, healthy, playing again. Wagner they got from the Ravens. Stafford, 10 years in, you don't have a playoff win. But then the franchise doesn't have a playoff win in Detroit or on the road since 91. Since 1991. So I guess we can judge that Sunday night domination of New England. Was it just one game? Or does that turn things around moving forward, starting with the Cowboys later today, who aren't playing good football? Let's go to Steven in beautiful Santa Cruz, California. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Doing good, Steven.
Hey, so quick question. You got a tremendous show, and I just want to give you a heads up on that. I like the way you're a straight shooter and you talk about things. My problem is with this type of ranking that you have with Ohio State. I know it's just based on the two quality wins, but if we're going to equate Ohio State as having those two top quality wins, first one was TCU. But could you tell me about when TCU visited Texas and Texas really creamed them? So what's up with that?
Right, and that's when we go back and forth. It's when they played Michigan, Michigan was higher ranked, and I appreciate the call in Santa Cruz, California. Stay away from the great white sharks if you're out there surfing. But if we play on what have you done for me lately, does anybody in college football have a better win than what Ohio State posted tonight at Penn State? Notre Dame. What they did at home against Stanford. And Ohio State's even more impressive because it wasn't in Columbus. Yeah, Alabama looks, I think their offensive depth might be the best that Saban's ever had. And that's saying a lot. But they haven't played anybody. Georgia, I watch them. They just look like they got 20 NFL players and they're starting 22. They haven't played anybody. Tennessee looked like a good matchup, but they're still a program lost in translation. Notre Dame has beaten Michigan. And I don't know how good Michigan is because Duke led at Northwestern 21-7 3 weeks ago, and Michigan was down 17-7, and they came back to score 20 unanswered and win 2017. But Ohio State, nobody in college football has a better win than what they posted tonight, and I know you can say, well, you know, they almost lost to App State as a good football team. Trust me, they're a good football team. So I'm sticking with my CBS eyeball test at this hour, top four college football teams, Ohio State 1, Notre Dame 2, Alabama 3, and I'll keep Georgia at number 4. And like I said, Clemson knocking on the door. NFL, Rams, Chiefs, Eagles, Bears. You can give me your top four in order, college football in the NFL, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge.
We are live across North America each and every Saturday night. We're all about huge opinions, yours and mine. Graceffo Horowitz teaming up back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City to produce his broadcast. Zach Gelb is coming up in just about 20 minutes. Also an update on the late college football games and a huge Sunday when it comes to the NL Central and NL West race. And I was reading a story from the Denver Post that the Rockies, might, and as I read verbatim, the Rockies might have just caught a break in their quest for a National League West title. Washington's Max Scherzer, the three-time Cy Young Award winner, will not pitch the final game of the season Sunday against Colorado as was originally planned. Nationals manager Dave Martinez said after Saturday's 12-2 Washington victory at Coors Field that right-hander Eric Fetty will instead start. Scherzer needs a break, Martinez told reporters. So the Dodgers are, you know, Dodgers are going, hello, what? Are you kidding me? What's going on there? Come on. And you have Yelich could win the first Triple Crown in the National League in 81 years. And I can't wait for the American League playoff tree, as we talked about to start this show. And just the Brewers and the breath of fresh air with the Rockies and the Cubs and Dodgers could be your one-game winner advances. And the loser's done. Think about that pressure. And Atlanta playing with house money. Wonderful October coming right at us. It really will be fantastic baseball. Game isn't dead yet. It isn't. As much as people want to tell you, and I think Rob Manfred and the front office of Major League Baseball, they've been overthinking trying to grab that young generation. Flat out overthinking. Everything. I think sports, for the most part, is a natural attraction that you develop a love of the game, either playing it, following it, watching it, and it can be forced on you. Just like, you know, as you take your kids to a baseball game or you go to a football game or you go out and hit 9 or 18 holes, it's something that becomes part of your DNA. And you gravitate to it, and it's natural. And baseball, trying to shorten it, trying to, you know, people with these short attention spans. No, The game of baseball is still about 3-4 hours at a ballpark with your family, with your friends, with your coworkers. And you might have a cold beer, you might have a cold drink, you might have a piece of pizza, you might have a brat or a dog. It might be cold, or it could be a blazing sun for 3 straight hours, but you enjoy it. Or you bond, you take a son or you take a daughter to a game. And you know, baseball still has a place in America. And I've always said that getting to that young audience, Major League Baseball has done a horrible job of marketing, just like NASCAR did, and they let their audience get old. Montgomery Ward, Sears, all they never respected the big box companies that were coming. Newspapers never respected the online world. Always respect your competition. You have to. If you want to join in, we have about 12 minutes left together. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Our huge question of the night, well, two of them, top four teams in college football at this hour. I said Ohio State 1, Notre Dame 2, based on their quality wins. Alabama 3, Georgia 4, they easily could move up because they have a schedule in front of them. And what may include a rematch in the SEC title game. And then the top four in the NFL, 1 and 2 are easy right now, Rams and the Chiefs. 3 and 4, mine are the Eagles and the Bears. You can join in, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Comments coming in from the audience. Eric Garcia, who's listening down in Austin, Texas, where I used to work at KJFK back in, what, was it 95 through 97? He tweets, I wish better days for the Mets and Tigers from a lifelong Astros fan and former Michigan resident. Brian J550 tweets at Saturday Huge. I tweeted Jody Mack earlier that USA not playing the French Open the past 2 years hurt them in regards to the Ryder Cup. They'd have to skip Quicken Loans to do so. By the way, Molinari is on fire in 2018. Kyle Nuss drops a comment at Saturday Huge on Twitter. And he says, what happened to the 10 p.m. midnight slot? Well, that's during the football season, the fantasy guys have it. They do a good job. A really good job. And then I talked about the Patriots, and they get the Dolphins on Sunday, and how the Patriots looked in total disarray. And you look at what's happening off the field from Gronk, and he didn't want to get traded to Detroit, to the reported divorce between Brady and Belichick, the Jimmy G drama, the TB12 trainer drama. And there just seems to be cracks in the structure of one of the great dynasties of all time. And Frogman, who's listening in New Hampshire, and he tweets at Saturday Huge, by wanting to trade Gronk, he, being Belichick, wanted to get Mayfield in the draft as well. I know it's hard to digest, but this dynasty has to end in order to rebuild the team to keep the motor going. Now with Brady playing so well last year, Bill can't do that. Bill wanted to rebuild by wanting to keep Jimmy G, and then Kraft got in the way. Then he wanted to trade Gronk to get Mayfield this year, and with whom he drafted this year, but Kraft and Brady won't let the rebuild happen. Bill is screwed now. He can't rebuild the team. Yeah, I don't think they're coming back. The Patriots, and now when they lost to Jacksonville, I'm like, hey, Jacksonville has a pretty good defense. I could see it. But the Patriots I saw Sunday night in that matchup against Detroit and how good they made Detroit look. And Detroit, outside of a fourth quarter when San Francisco was up big, they had been brutal the first two games. I think this is more of the Patriots sliding than it is the Lions coming together looking like one of the best teams in football. And, but, you know, because they're in, if they were in the AFC North, or if they were in the AFC South, or even the West, you might write them off, but 9-7 will win that division, right? I mean, AFC East. And at some point, Brady has to get old. And you know, those of you who have been listening the last 4 years through Deflategate and everything else, that I'm the biggest Tom Brady fan in the media. Hands down, I'm the biggest Tom Brady fan. But that dynasty has to come to a close. And just the talk of Gronk, you know, if they traded me to Detroit, I'd retire. Or a divorce between Belichick and Brady, or the Jimmy G drama. That happens. Look at the end of the Dallas Cowboys with Jerry Jones, Jimmy Johnson, all the storylines they had that had nothing to do with football. And with the accelerated pace of 9,000 cable and satellite channels, and especially the social media at your fingertips, boy, dynasties are going to be tough. At Golden State in the NBA has been able to keep it together. And I really credit Draymond, Clay, Steph, and even KD for buying in and understanding what they need to do to keep it going. Now, is it all perfect behind the scenes? I don't know. But I'm not friends with everybody I work with, and it's not by choice. It's just because I like to have a separation between work and my private life. And Golden State has a dynasty, and it's, boy, things still seem pretty good there in Oakland. But the Patriots, from the shocking Nick Foles-led Eagles and what they did, even with Brady throwing for 500-plus, and Belichick's indifference to everything connected to that, you knew there was something there. A lot of people tried to downplay reports and say, oh, there's no separation, it's just hype, and everybody attacks those on the top, just like Brady got hammered for Deflategate, and it's still one of the biggest crocs I've ever seen in sports. The most overplayed story that protected the NFL in the midst of that additional Ray Rice video, Greg Hardy, Adrian Peterson. And they used it as one of the great smokescreens that sports has ever seen. And you bought it. And we all started talking about Deflategate. But man, I think the Patriots' run is over. I do. I think their defense last year, especially the Super Bowl, it's not the same. Brady's not the same. But the blessing they have is that they're in the AFC and they're in the East. Let's go to David in South Bend, Indiana. Thanks for the wait. And you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
I just appreciate my 15 seconds. I am ecstatic about where my Milwaukee Brewers are at. Growing up in Milwaukee, back when Robin Yount and Paul Molitor and those guys were doing it, we had a little spark in the early 80s, and it's been flat pretty much ever since. But baseball, I think, is back. I think it's safe. The way that the talent moves around and all that good stuff, I think baseball is in a good position, and I'm so happy that my Brewers are part of it.
All right. Well, thank you, David, in South Bend, Indiana. Let's grab Frank in Chicago listening on AM 670, the Score, your radio home for the Cubs in the Windy City. Final caller of the night. What's on your mind, Frank?
Hey, Huge. I appreciate you taking the time to speak with me. I was just enjoying the your waxing poetic of what ball games used to be, and I wanted to share a small story with you, if that's okay. About when I was younger, my grandfather, he was in his 80s at this point, had a stroke, had lost his vision, and his hearing was starting to go, but we could still take him to Cubs games, and whenever we would walk through the gates at the marquee, he would stop. And we'd wonder why he wanted to stop, and he would just say, "Just let me smell it, just let me take it in." And he couldn't see anymore, couldn't hardly hear, but he knew where he was, and he knew what the game was. And to be able to just stand at that gate and smell the hot dogs and the peanuts and the grass and take in the atmosphere with whatever senses he had left. Makes me appreciate and be able to stop and slow down anytime I get to go to a ball game. So I just appreciate what you said and brought back good memories there. So thank you for saying that. That's all I had. Thank you.
And Frank, thank you for sharing your story there on AM 670, The Score. I don't want to slow down a baseball game. I never do if I'm there in person. I can slow it down myself at home by changing the channel. But if I'm there with friends who you haven't seen for a while and you're having beers and laughs, and it's a great experience. If you're rolling out your kids and you're wondering why you just paid $50 for four slices of pizza and four drinks, it's still a memory. If you're there with coworkers celebrating a great year in business, or you're there with a woman you just started to date who loves sports, I don't want to slow down a baseball game when I'm at a ballpark, whether it's a minor league game, college game, or pro game. No way. And baseball, if they are dumb enough to attack it, more clocks, everything going on, and they lose their fan base, maybe they'll look to NASCAR and understand that they disconnected from their fans and they're not getting them back. I invite everybody to stay in touch 24/7. It's simple, at Saturday Huge on Twitter, and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.